Many schools in Milwaukee have spent the entire first half of the school year online as a precaution against the coronavirus. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has been visiting virtual classrooms to see how teachers are adapting. Today, we hear from a chemistry teacher at Carmen Southeast High School in Milwaukee who says that some learning experiences are simply impossible to recreate virtually.
Mackenzie King is teaching her students about chemical compounds. It's usually one of her favorite units.
In the classroom, we just like throw out 16 various substances, and kids are like not running. They're moving around the classroom and trying to test them and notice different patterns. So they'll like melt them and see what temperature it melts at, or they'll dissolve it in water, or they'll make it like conduct electricity.
Those hands-on labs make up the bulk of King's chemistry class, but with her students learning from home, it's impossible to do.
The whole point of chemistry in science in general is like applying it to the real world, but now we're cut off from the real world.
In one recent Zoom class with her 10th graders, King was teaching about the properties of sugar and salt.
Right now, we just want to see, can sugar, when it's dissolved in water, conduct electricity? Can salt?
Since they can't do in-person experiments, King uses a virtual simulation where you can click a picture of sugar or salt, add it to water, and see if it conducts electricity. Again, this is a computer program they're watching.
All right, so we're putting the conductivity meter in. Ta-da! Salt.
Whoa! Is that light bulb on? What?
The person responding to King is her teaching partner, a paraprofessional named Jennifer Bennett. The students react too, but in the Zoom chat box. For most of the class, her students keep their microphones muted and cameras off. King says it does feel demoralizing sometimes to look at the black boxes.
We had more cameras at the beginning of school. I think that kids are like testing and figuring out what they're comfortable with. And if the majority of people have their cameras off, then they're not going to opt in to doing that.
But King says you have to pick your battles, and she doesn't want to goad her students into keeping their cameras on when they're participating in other ways.
If 20 out of 23 students are responding in the chat frequently throughout the entire class, that's a win. They're there, they're learning. Do I prefer that I know what they look like? Absolutely. Will I roast them when we come back? And I'll be like, what's your name again? I'm not sure. Yep.
You can tell that King and Bennett are building relationships with students despite the limitations of the chat box. During one class, King asks students silly questions while they're waiting for others to finish their work.
And then the second question that came up in second hour is, if you saw Miss Bennett in the grocery store, do you say hello or do you just dip?
Hi. Or do you do one of these?
Oh, Reggie, you said he didn't know.
Yair's dipping. Yair, I might be dipping if I see you too. Nancy privately messaged me and said she'd teleport back to her house quick to avoid me.
But Nancy, we'd say hi, right?
I talked to some of King's students about how they feel school is going. Here's a sophomore named Carla.
I'm not really a science fan, but I can say that chemistry isn't bad. Actually, Miss King and Miss Bennett make it fun.
Carla says online learning is stressful sometimes because she has three younger siblings, also in virtual school, who she helps.
I'm kind of tired of being at home all day doing nothing other than school, but yeah.
That feeling is shared by teachers.
The weight of virtual learning, I feel like, is a little bit more draining because the same joys of in-person learning are not truly present. You have to like look for them and reframe them just like you're teaching.
King says she still likes her job, but it's because the fulfillment of working with students outweighs the many challenges of virtual teaching. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.